Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's so easy.
How is your pork chop habit, by the way? You're down to, what are you down to now daily as far as pork chops?
About 2 pounds a day. It's cheaper. It's a cheaper meat. And it's the other white meat. And, you know,
and
everyone talks about the skyrocketing cost of beef and chicken
yes.
and lamb.
Go with pork.
Pork is cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig on swine. And as the day progresses, he gets more and more, I want to use proper language here.
Do. Let's talk it through.
As the day goes on, he turns into more and more of a dick. Probably a little logy, but very shortly thereafter, got up and, like, first thing in the morning, began to tackle projects around the house. I began to go out on the patio and...
Sculpt?
I took on... You know, I tell you, if you're not awake by the time this show starts, just work with him for a while. You'll be awake. That's for sure.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wow. A lot going on regarding the show. It's been busy with lots of different stuff going on. I want to thank the great and powerful Oz and also my wife Carla and the customer service that they're delivering.
I'd like to thank you, Mike, for making the show. For if no show, there's no need for customer service.
But it's really cool. Thank you, Rob. It's very cool that... people are getting responded to the way they are because, as you'll hear later on, we have new products on the store that we'll be telling you all about. And last minute change to that was handled. And it's just gratifying to see people getting that kind of attention because when you can't always do that when you're too big. But when you're small enough like we are, you can reach out and you can help people, which is
I would like
really
to
cool.
say that at this point, customer service is even better than it used to be.
Jesus. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we have new t-shirts.
Yes.
The Don't Get Happy Society t-shirts. And we have new, brand new koozies.
Beautiful.
For your beverage. I was going to... throw a Diet Coke in here because
right.
I think it would be, as we tape at this early hour now, I just didn't think even for my coworkers it would be appropriate for me to throw a beer in there.
But it does
perhaps
fit.
For purposes
a
of...
A beer does fit in there, both bottle or can. I remember from the past.
Thank you for that bulletin. I appreciate that. That's
I'll
brilliant.
Be over here if you need me.
Yeah, so there's that, and then there's the T-shirt, and so lots
don't
going
you,
on.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mike, but don't you feel sorry for people that don't subscribe to the Bonus Show? Because Bonus Show people got to know about the T-shirt 72 hours ago.
Yeah, we let people know, and that dropped on Friday, and
yeah.
we were very, very excited. And the window, you'll hear all about it. There's a limited window for you to order your T-shirts, and there's a limited supply for you to order your koozies. Like this. So that's mm-hmm. coming up. I'll tell you about that later on. Lots going on. Not sure if I'll get to every little thing, but the way it works is I just jot a whole bunch of stuff down. Then I come in and I meet with Rob, and he gives me a couple of things he wants to talk about. And then at the very last second, the inner government right up here, I make an audible as to what I feel this overwhelming need is to express to you. And what the overwhelming need is to express to you is the truth. That is, when I come in here and I talk about the wonderful things that my son has accomplished and the wonderful things that he's doing in his football team
mm-hmm.
and how they call him the beast, I feel that balance is important in life.
Yes.
And when you have a great weekend with your kid, which we've had a few of them lately, and that's counterbalanced by a real crappy weekend.
Yeah.
I have to come in and tell the truth. And I am coming off nothing over the top bad, but I'm just telling you it was a weekend with a surly 10-year-old. And
this must have been simmering, because you mentioned this in passing lightly when we did our pre-show meeting. You barely touched on it, and now it's bubbled to the top. So
it is
has
to
have been
top.
Simmering. Yeah.
And it was, I think the best way to describe it was exhausting. And for any of you that have parented a 10-year-old to, say, 13-year-old, maybe like an 8-year-old to 30-year-old, I don't know what the range is. Don't worry about it. I'm just coming in here today to tell you that, oh, my God, this is what happened. He went to his friend Taylor's birthday, and Taylor is at the top of the hit parade on my son's friend list for me. I love him.
How come?
He's just adorable. Because he's full of life. And he's just, he's a little bit of an operator. Like, I'm the one, when I went to have lunch at my kid's school, the kids in elementary school don't get to use the salad bar unless there's an adult with them. And
yes,
all he is doing is working me for the salad bar the whole time I'm there. And I thought it was the cutest thing. And I just love that about him. He's a little operator. He is a little operator. And he is...
needs his roughage, and he's an
he's
operator.
He's full of life. He loves salad. Wanted salad and soup. And, but... Taylor's parents are also really, really wonderful people. I get along beautifully with them. They've got this just unbridled energy. And we met them after Hurricane Ian. They live on Sanibel Island, which was devastated by the hurricane. And they have successfully rebuilt. And this was the first time I was going to see them, because my son was excited all week about going to a sleepover at Taylor's house for his birthday. More excited than he gets over any other sleepover. This was going to be a spectacular birthday endeavor, and he was going to go to the house and spend the night, and that's fine.
Was there a theme? Is there sometimes, I guess,
well,
maybe he's too old.
What's that?
Sometimes there's a theme to a birthday party, but he's probably getting too old for that.
They got a couple of guys that were hibachi guys. They are in the middle of the state, and they drive anywhere to do this for kids' birthday parties. You know how the little ones
like a
love
Benihana
the Japanese
type?
Steakhouse?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my
so
God. I would
that
go
was,
to that. Yes.
That was the theme of the birthday party, which is just super
playing
cool.
Playing with knives.
I would love to have been there. I would have loved to be there. You know, it'd be because, I mean, kids love that those places, as you know, being a parent.
Grown-ups
and,
do, too.
So that was it. But he was talking about it on Tuesday of last week, and Friday is the night. And the best thing is that he goes to school with Taylor, so Taylor's mom was picking him up and whatever other kids were staying over, and we had no pickup on Friday. We had a free night on Friday, which we took full advantage of by doing nothing. And it was great up until... I lingered longer with my mates at Happy Valley on Friday.
Because you had the option. It's fantastic.
Because I had the option, and lots of laughs and lots of fun. Friday, even in the retiree community, is still Friday. There's a different energy. As it is with anybody, anywhere, Friday has a different energy.
Sure.
So Friday was fine.
Friday
and
night.
I was tasked with picking him up on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. because later in the day, he had a football game. And it was
that's
an away
still,
football game.
That's still a pretty early pickup for a sleepover.
I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I really don't have any opinion on that. I don't know about that.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about that. But I do know that what did I do? Oh, okay. This is where the drugs come in.
Right. Oh, Mike, you're not back on that.
Wait a minute. Did the drugs come in on... No, the drugs came in on Saturday night. They didn't come in on Friday night. Okay, so no. Nothing. No, as a matter of fact, I had a rough night's sleep on Friday night, which led me to narcotics on Saturday night.
So you were dragging on Saturday.
We'll get to that in a second.
It was a good save, because when you're going to picking up your son and you say, that's when the drugs come in.
I'll get to it.
Okay, so you're up on Saturday, 9 a.m. pickup.
Up on Saturday, but I had a rough night of sleep because I had three instead of two. And so when I got home, when I think of how I used to roll, that's a joke.
That's getting out of my car.
That's just enough to stop the shaking. Right. And I was really kind of looking forward to Saturday morning, because I got to see their house, our friend's house, and see how they'd done since the storm. And I can see why they got ravaged, because they are right along the bay. And it was just, I can't even imagine what the destruction must have been like. But they showed me. They showed me 4 feet. 4 feet. Imagine that. 4 feet in their basement. And they showed me the way the house is constructed and what had to be done. And they are a young couple and vibrant and fun. And I get there, and as I pull up, there are a bunch of the Crumb Crunchers that are out in the side yard playing wiffle ball. Just boys being boys. It couldn't be any better. And it's still good at this point. It's still really good. The parents look tired. Can you imagine wrangling 5 or 6 kids for a sleepover?
I've done it. It sucks.
And I pick him up, and that's where it starts to go south, because I realize just how exhausted he is.
Mm-hmm.
And as the day progresses, he gets more and more, I want to use proper language here.
Do.
I'm not good at it, because I don't have a vocabulary of sweetness like a lot of people do.
Right. Let's talk it through.
As the day goes on, he turns into more and more of a dick.
Mike, well stated. Is it combination? And as a father of a boy, I can ask you this. You've said it before about your kids. Yeah, of course. When they come home from a sleepover or any sort of time away, whether or not they come back with exhaustion, which is common, they also feel almost innately to push their luck a little bit, because they've been around kids their own age and they've been one-upping themselves, and what you get back is not the child you left off. Was there any of that?
Rob Spiewak with the ding.
Oh, okay, good.
You've been there, and what you're talking about is attitude. Would I be accurate with that?
Exactly.
Attitude. Because he's been around his mates, probably a lot of ball busting.
Yep.
A lot of that attitude, you know, and at this age, making the transition into adolescence.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. And so it culminates where I get him home. I do a little drive around, because my sister used to have a place on this island, and I drive around, and you don't appreciate it when you don't live on the coastline here of what the power of a hurricane is.
Is the statue of Kathy still up there?
Unfortunately, it's been removed.
Oh, that's so sad.
Not by nature, but by the city fathers. But getting back to the moment. They had a main grocery store there, a place called Bailey's, that was on the main drip. Please do not make an It's a Wonderful Life joke. I'll kill you. Today I will kill you.
Mike, I don't want to be killed. I say nothing.
I know. And I drove down to the corner of where this place used to be, because I just wanted to see. I've been over there twice now since the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And both times I've gone to a specific person's home, and I haven't taking a little drive, but I've got my son picked up. I've got him collected, and I want to see what's going on. And I also want to go somewhere, and for whatever reason, I want to patronize a business and buy something like a T-shirt or something like that, just to do it. I don't know why, but I think
that's your innate goodness right there.
Shut up.
It is. Please. You want to patronize. Even in a small way, you want to help out.
My innate goodness.
And you know have it. You'll shock and jive.
You had a weekend at Jimmy's. We're going to get to you. I guarantee you, from the demeanor today, you had a much better weekend than I had. I know you did.
Probably. Yes.
And it was so. Getting back to it, the location of the main grocery store, which is a local one, not a super big deluxe chain grocery store, but big enough to be a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I look to my left, and I look, and then I lose my perspective. I lose my bearings. And the reason I lose my bearings is because where there was a shopping center and grocery store, there is nothing now. There is a parking lot with kind of weeds growing in it. It was wiped out. It was wiped off the map. And as were many different locations. All you see is what's standing and what's not standing, vacant lots and stuff like that. It is just a reminder of what people have gone through and the level of devastation. And some people have bounced back, some people haven't.
If I were to, someone who's never been to Sanibel Island, if I were to drive through there and not know what it had been,
you wouldn't have a clue.
It would seem normal to me.
You wouldn't have a clue. You'd say, hey, okay, there's a lot of open space here, you know, and it was a real eye opener for what had gone, people had gone through. That was an inaccessible place after the hurricane. People couldn't get there. They were taking a. In fact, I remember one of the memories I have of people not being good people were the individuals that had boats and were price gouging people to get to the island so they could go check their properties. So okay. That was going on. I remember that. But rapid recovery and rapid, repair going on. People have come back, and there are businesses that are open there, some of them, and more happening by every month or so. So it's a happy story in that respect.
Good.
But then it's not a happy story when you realize there are people that were displaced and will never be back on that island again. It's the hurricane's effects linger. So I'm driving around, and my kid's cool about it. I mean, he's fine, and I said, I just want to go see where your Aunt Kathy used to live, and I want to do that. And I finally we head back off the island. Mrs. O'Mara, who is busy washing faces on Saturday morning,
yes,
it's a busy time for her, is going to meet us back at 11:30. We have to be down in Naples, Florida, to take on the Naples Hurricanes at we have to be there at 12:30.
Portal, if you were to leave from your home and drive to this Naples recreation area, how long would it take a drive?
30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Maybe a little longer. It's way down. I mean, it's on the other side. It's in southern Naples, so you got to go all the way down. Multiple exits off the 75 slab to get to this particular location. And Mrs. O'Mara gets home, and I have reminded my son, maybe at this point, as it's getting to be 10:45, 11, 11:15, I said, Mom's coming home. Get your stuff on. And he's coy with me. He's not really in, but I'm half paying attention because I'm tired too, and I'm on my computer, and I'm not. So where it comes to a head is Mrs. O'Mara pulls in the driveway. He runs outside and goes, apparently, this is because I wasn't there, I didn't hear it. It was like, where's my stuff? Because he hasn't tended to all of his stuff like I told him, and he didn't want to tell me that because he thought I'd yell at him about. But anyway,
would you have yelled at him?
Carla walks in. She's a bear. My son is a bear. I'm caught flat-footed by this, that everybody's yelling, everybody is screaming, and it is just on and on. This is like a massive meltdown for everybody. There are tears. I said, well, where are your cleats? He said, no. I said, well, that's your stuff. You got to take care of your stuff. That's the whole thing we're trying. Take care of your stuff. And kids are kids, and there's no excuse because we are soft parents.
Yes.
That allow our youngsters to just slack their way through life. And I'm pissed at this point because
you're not slacking. What you're doing is you're giving him responsibility. You're relying on him, and he's not.
My automobile, Rob, is a depository of crap from him. The first thing he does when I pick him up from school, shoes off, put somewhere in some hiding place in my car to stink up my automobile. And I can't, and there are, I've got my, you could probably go into my car right now, find 8-piece pairs of sneakers that are in my car. And then when he gets done with his practice, it's always take the shoulder belt. You know, I used to go home and take my equipment off. Not him.
No.
He's got everything coming off and all
well,
that.
Well, you wore your equipment around the house. Like
I did.
Braces
I did. Well,
and shoulder pads.
That's true. Run, Forrest, run. I was wearing those pads just so I wouldn't hurt myself.
Michael,
when I was a youngster.
Michael, put on your padding.
This is Mrs. O'Mara arriving. World War III ensues. Where's your stuff? You've got to be responsible. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know. And it's just back and forth. And yeah, lo and behold, he finds his stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about pads, cleats.
It's a lot of stuff.
Jersey, pants. No, it's not a lot of stuff, Rob. It's
but I mean,
not
it is
a
if it's all spread out. If it's all spread
it's
out.
It's a uniform, and if it's put in the right spot, he finds it. That's all I'm asking him to do.
You know what, Mike? I can relate. Because
a lot of stuff would be marbles falling on the floor. Bag of marbles.
When I was in high school, I always kept my costumes in one place.
Don't compare your theatrics, your theater sports, please.
Where is my zoot suit?
It's not equivalent. You've always tried to make it equivalent. It's not.
I'm just being relatable.
And finally, it goes on. I'm right now, I'm having trouble. There was so much tension that it was difficult to remember all the moments, all the individual moments. But when I was blamed, I didn't want to tell you I couldn't find anything because you'd yell at me. I said, I wouldn't yell at you unless we didn't find it. I would have helped you find your stuff. And then you go out and you yell at your mother like she's responsible for your stuff. She does the laundry. You collect it. She's working.
So you are, after all, you are yelling.
It's on and on and on. And then the greatest line from a parent, my buddy Greg, who has a kid on the team, his kid Will, and about maybe the third quarter, yes. I said, well, no more sleepovers for my son before a game because they're getting their butts whipped.
Okay.
And Greg says to me, well, I guess all the kids on the team were at the sleepover too. That was a funny line because they get... They get housed. Yeah. And they went out to a lead, and then they get housed. So that's
what was the
depressing.
Final score?
I don't remember. I don't pay attention to those things. It probably should have been a tell when we were the team was getting their little pre-halftime pep talk,
yes.
And the coaches forgot that the second half had started. And we barely got on the field for that. So everybody was
snoozing.
Were
the coaches at a sleepover?
I don't know. It was not pleasant. It was not pleasant at all. There were moments. It wasn't a blowout. There were moments, but it was just... So he gets back, and then the attitude continues,
sure.
And we decide we're going to go to Iguanaria because Daddy has suggested gently to Mom that he would like something in his system to take the edge off.
Something with a topper on it?
So, and that's a totally different, unrelated story that Mia, the GM that we knew, is no longer there, and the place has lost its mojo. They have.
Totality. Because you took me there, and it was rocking. What a great place.
There was an attitude to it.
Yeah.
And that can happen when you get a key component that goes missing.
I'm sorry.
That's the way. It's something that... The day was so long.
Yeah.
It was truly, truly something that I was frustrated about. And, you know, now the evening, it just carries into the evening. And at one point, when I use bad language, and I'm sorry, you can call me an abuser or whatever, but when I say get the F into your room right now, that's when you know it's been a long day.
Yeah.
It's been a very, very long day.
And you were talking to Carla, right?
Yes. I said, get the F into your room. God, it was just so intense. I'm losing my place here, so I'm trying to get all my stuff around.
No, you're good. So how long ago since the Iguanaria took the turn? That saddens me greatly.
When she left, basically.
That sucks.
When she left the joint.
If you have a place that you
don't
love,
we have a running... Oh, we do have a running camp. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so anywho, I was really, really frustrated, and it was just all day. And I am exhausted on Saturday, so much so that after he turns in, and I mean, it's one of those deals where I'm like, okay, sleep well.
Yeah.
Let's hope tomorrow.
Mike, I can back you up. You get to a critical mass where you realize the day is done and nothing can correct it, so you just got to call it and cut your losses.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. But the good news is Sunday is another day.
It is.
We the live Lord's to day. Fight another day. We have no plans. My favorite kind of Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you have anything to my wife right as we're turning in? And it's about 9:45 where we've put him to bed and we're not long for this world. We're right behind him. And I said, do you have anything, you know, in your little drawer of goodies over there, your little narcotic center, your little pusher drawer that you have to the to the right of the
first
bed.
One's free, honey.
She, I said, what's that stuff? I don't want that melatonin.
You don't like
I don't want that. She says, well, I have a Xanax. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said,
incense, peppermint.
Yeah. And I said, that sounds like, and I'm scared though, because you know, in my
own little
like way.
Drugs. You don't
I'm
like drugs.
Anti-drug. I am very anti-drug. And I decide it's like a 0.5. It's a very small pill.
I'm talking small, Arthur.
I'm talking small, but I am in need, in my own opinion, I am in need of at least 8 uninterrupted hours.
Right.
And I take it, and within 10 minutes, I go off to the deepest sleep that I think I've had in a year.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. It was spectacular to wake up, go to sleep at 10 p.m.,
yes,
and wake up at a little before 8 a.m. It has not happened to me in months and months and months and months.
Did
and
you
I
have
know
crazy
that,
dreams, or was it just like a dead sleep?
I was in such a deep sleep that I wasn't able to. I know I might have had dreams, but I didn't remember any of them. And it was just blissful to be able to experience that. And so
this is
I'm
why today
the
at the TMOS store we're selling Mike O'Mara licensed Xanax.
If I could for people, I would.
I
but
know.
Don't think I'm not aware that with the temptation to take one last night, because we were in bed at 10 o'clock again last night.
Right.
And the urge was there to say, hey, I'd like, but I can't. I've got too much to go.
Yeah.
If I was to wake up at 8 o'clock on a Monday, everything would be screwed up because we now are on a, thank God, a schedule. I don't mind saying thank God.
What if you got up, when you got up on Shunday, were you a little cloudy or were you refreshed?
I was probably a little logy, but very shortly thereafter got up and like first thing in the morning began to tackle projects around the house. I began to go out on the patio and I took on you know, I tell you, if you're not awake by the time this show starts, just work with him for a while, you'll be awake, that's for sure.
Sculpt. It looked like the movie Ghost.
I cleaned the gas grill, like a deep clean with a power washer.
Oh, yeah, like the once a year one. That's a
good
thing.
Went around the front of the house, got the power washer, brought it out to the backyard, hooked it up to the hose, did everything people do with a power washer.
Yes, sir.
I was, and this is a project that has been sitting for the entire season, where I had to get it done. I had to get it done. And and by the way, if you really want to clean that gas grill, you really want to do a deep clean on it, you take the power washer to it. That's
now,
what
question,
you do.
As a guy, you've got a beautiful grill. I have a grill that I'm in love with, but I do one deep clean a year that involves scrubbing and shop vac and replacement of parts and stuff like that, like the grease pan.
I didn't do any replacement of parts, but I probably could have when you talk about a grease pan, because that tends to, the grease is what does the real corrosion.
Yeah, buddy.
With that, hey.
But you also, you can grill all year round because it's Florida. Do you still feel of that the deep clean as a spring job?
I feel the quality of the gas grill that we possess is such that I should have treated it better. I should have treated it better.
It's to a point where there's no return?
No, it's usable,
okay,
but it is not attractive. Okay. It is a stainless steel gas grill that even when I
didn't
went
I
to
send you some stainless steel cleaner?
No, I have stainless steel cleaner. What do you
mean? I had
one
that I really liked. I think I sent you some on it.
Do you have stainless steel cleaner? I have now tried what is called CRL, I think. It's the rust.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Lime.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these products are liars. They're liars. They're hoodwinking you. It was supposed to remove rust stains from the stainless steel. It did nothing. It didn't make a dent. You know, and don't burn your fingers. Wear heavy-duty gloves. Oh, that's just BS.
I will probably get the brand
in my coffee and it wouldn't hurt me.
Mike, I'll get the brand. This stuff is pretty good. You got to steel wool. You got to use some steel wool sometimes, you know, to get the creepies off.
Well,
but
anyway,
then this stuff polishes it up.
I was out in the first thing in the morning. I was out there. It was it's much better than it was. The only thing is
yes.
You know, it wouldn't be a handyman project if I didn't do it. On the gas grill where you have the little dials,
yes.
The thermostats for turning up and down, and it says
high. Yeah, the potentiometers.
And stuff. Yeah, those are gone. The markings for those, well, that's
Yeah.
Might not get the rust off, but the power washer sure took all the markings off instantaneously.
You can buy those if it's an issue. You can replace the knobs.
Really? Not sure. The knobs. The little plastic
indicators. It's not written on the knob? It's written on the grill itself?
It's on the grill itself. It's got a little
I'll mail you a Sharpie.
But other than that, it was pretty nice. I got the grates really clean. Inside as clean as could be. Mm-hmm. And I was able to even run the power washer over the burners to see if there were any griblies in there. And that ended up cleaning them out, and the gas got through, and because they weren't performing all that well, and I was able to do that successfully, and that's great. And I never do stuff like that in the morning because we're working all the time, and
right.
And somebody said, "Oh yeah, you're working all the time."
If you have a child, you're working all the time.
But
period,
it was great. And so the answer to your question is, with that full 9 hours plus amount of sleep, I sprung to action. What would happen would be later in the day, it hit me like a brick.
I see.
Because the loginess of the narcotic probably was still in my system.
Down goes Frazier.
And then Damien wakes up, and Damien is in the same attitude.
What time did he wake up? I'm trying to
Don't remember.
Okay.
You're asking me specifics that I literally don't remember. I can't.
But he definitely slept longer than you, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, he slept longer, and he got up, and it was just like The only thing we did was we went across the street to the local watering hole and grabbed some. By that time it was 5 o'clock. It's just the day got away from us, and
is that when Michael turned to you and said this? He said,
"Oh, it burns." Oh, it burns.
You speak loud.
It was all the way until last night, yesterday afternoon when we got back, and that's when I said the get to your effing room. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew. Oh, you know, all right, you ready for the insult?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
This is the one that hurt.
Okay.
This is the one that really, really hurt.
Yeah.
Do you know he makes age jokes about me, right?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at this.
Mike, I will stifle all laughter.
No, that's okay. Feel free.
Okay.
He made an age comment about me. You know what he referred to me as?
What?
The Walking Dead.
That's a pretty well-structured insult for a 10-year-old.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. I gave him a little pat on the ass later on. You know, I was like, whack. I said, does that feel like somebody who's walking dead? And then he smirked at me. And I gave him another whack on the butt.
Later on,
when the dust settled, later on when apologies were exchanged, he said, I said, you smirked at me. He said, yeah, Dad, because it didn't hurt. I said, what about the second one? He said, that tingled a little bit.
Tingled?
I'm like, he's big.
I know. He's
bigger than me in like an hour.
And then you have to, that's why you have to, you have to maintain sort of a mental grip on him because physicality isn't going to work much longer.
And physicality is something I don't use. I was just so hurt.
The threat of it
made me feel the Walking Dead. Rob, he called me the Walking Dead.
Come on, there had to be a small part of you after the fact that was proud of the insult. It's pretty good.
Beautiful answer. Well crafted.
Yeah,
it was that painful.
And current, au courant.
It was, oh my God. So anyhow, it was very, very rough. And then we sent him to his room. I sent him to his room in no uncertain terms.
Right.
You know, and he came out and said he was sorry, unsolicited, came out, and the worm turned at that point. And we ended up watching a movie together. I don't even remember what the movie was.
Was it a zombie movie?
It was not a zombie movie. It was a very interesting movie. Oh, I ended up watching a movie that was perfect for me after that weekend.
What was that?
Carla wasn't watching it. He went to bed. I watched the movie called Anna. Older movie, Helen Mirren, Russian spy, sex, violence. Perfect for me, for my mindset. It was great.
Excellent.
It was fantastic. Yeah. So that's it. The Walking Dead, the loss
and
of the football
game.
And
look at you. You live to tell about it.
I live to tell about it. I'm very, very happy.
No and, tripping? Nothing. It was actually a great weekend.
No, I didn't
fall. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the people down in Naples, the county fathers down there, hey, nice facility for all your teams down there, unlike neglect field that we have.
Oh, so no roots, none of that?
Like 9 fields, all AstroTurf, gift shop in the center, food trucks in a court in the middle of the nothing. Now, yes, they are one of the richest counties in America, and it shows. They put would it kill? They sell houses in our county too. Would it kill? You can't even weed the field at our place,
Mike. I do, but on the other side, I hear that down there in that area, the waiter service at the games is horrible.
It was spectacular. And the kids were a little overheated and they lost. We'll take a break right
now.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me vent.
That's
fine. I'm very, very happy. But I still love my son. I truly do. He's my favorite human being. He pushed it a little bit this way. Might be the number 2.
So when the zombie apocalypse comes, you'll let him live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dad. You're the Walking Dead. Wow. So still hurts. It'll hurt for the rest of the month. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. With warm weather on the way, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment. By the way, the warm weather is here down here, 90 degrees over the weekend. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or lemon lime. I love them all. They're really, really good, and you will too. Just tear, pour, and live more. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, look at the Kraken. He always looks so good when he's properly hydrated with Liquid IV.
Thank you, Liquid IV. We appreciate that. Let's start today with a lady that seems to be in the news almost every time we come on here, and that's Taylor Swift.
She is
already breaking Spotify records with her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Man, when you're on a win streak like this, nobody can knock you off the rails. Just hours after it dropped on Friday, it became... I hate saying that. I'll say Friday.
You know, it's technically, according to Webster, it's acceptable to say Friday, Monday, yeah.
What do you mean it's acceptable?
That's an acceptable pronunciation.
It's D-A-Y. It should be Friday.
I agree, but if you look in the dictionary, they allow you Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's the
That's
Sonny
really a Midwestern thing. Friday, Mike, I said Wednesday.
It's the Sonny Jurgensen dictionary.
Friday. Go down there Friday and have an SJ9 cigar at Virginia Tobacco. Hours after it dropped, it became the most streamed album in a single day. It's also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. In addition, Taylor is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. That's really saying something.
You know, it's a magical time for her, and I guess she timed it. You can plan this stuff, obviously, but it seems like just on the tail of all the football stuff and the touring stuff and then dropping this album that is going to be an incredible success, regardless of how the quality is, but everyone loves it. She's timing everything perfectly. Yeah. Every month there's
well
something.
Managed.
Yeah, so smart.
And I think has a significant hand in that. I don't think it's handlers exclusively that are handling her career. I think she plays a large role. She's studied it. I mean,
is she still with Joe Coyne?
The agent. That's our old agent.
I'm sorry. Back that's a little inside, folks. Sorry.
Sounded like this. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, they're playing hardball. Nothing we can't handle.
Great to have an agent that sounded like that. How you doing? Never met him.
You never met him?
Never met him, no. No,
one time he called me with a question regarding something at the station, it was during Christmas break, and I just had a colonoscopy. And I had just gotten home and
second time, by the way, colonoscopy's reared its ugly head on the show.
Yeah, but
last
today,
week, you're
not a punchline today.
Okay.
Today is, and you know, you
real.
Come home and you're all just blurry. And I'm crashed out on the couch and my phone rings and I said, hello? He said, hi, Rob, it's Joe Coyne. I said, Joe, forgive me if I'm a little out of it. I just had a colonoscopy. And he said, well, I'm real sorry to hear that. Here's the question.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He didn't care at all.
Tough guy.
Yeah,
tough guy.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's album is the first album to have more than 300 million streams in a day. Taylor is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history, and the track Fortnite featuring Post Malone is the most streamed song in a single day. Those are rarefied
just,
air
I mean,
numbers.
Speaking
right
in speaking in vague numbers, I think the approximate population of the United States is 300 million. So that's the equivalent of everyone in the United States.
In the world. Oh,
yeah,
in the U.S.
But in the U.S. streaming, it's worldwide, of course. But think of everyone in the United States streaming that album. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I listened to, what's the one I listened to? I listened to one of her cuts, Florida. I didn't like it that much, but I want to go back and listen to it again because she wrote a song about Florida. And
Mike. This is okay. The song Florida.
Taylor Swift. This fits your mood today.
I'm sorry. It's an instrumental.
It'll be the anytime we go to any song, I have it here. There we go. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg for screwing him over.
God, they're both so handsome. They're beautiful.
Screwing him over allegedly back in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Beckham became a brand ambassador for Marky Mark's fitness company, F45 Training, but he claims that partnership cost him $10 million. That's because he was supposed to receive stock in the company as part of the deal, but he didn't get it until the stock price had tanked. And now he feels duped. Beckham isn't the only celebrity suing Wahlberg in F45. In 2017, former NFL star Terrell Owens said they owed him $700,000. I've always thought, and I like Mark Wahlberg's movies,
yeah,
some
sure.
of them. I really do. You know, comedy and drama and scary movies. You go back to Fear.
Yeah.
You go to Ted, which was hysterical. I always thought, he's almost too involved with his moguldom than
you know
being
where he
like
lost
a movie
me?
Star.
He lost me with the burger place.
Wahlburgers.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a movie star, great. Be a movie star. But don't, and of all things, don't set up a burger place in an airport. No,
anybody
sir.
That has made a successful career in the media should not open a restaurant.
I agree, Mike.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara.
Do you know where good
failed
things happen?
Failed restaurateur. Yes.
Good things happen at O'Mara's.
Good things happen. Do you still have that jingle?
I do. Give me a second.
Good. We had a jingle. We made a jingle for my old restaurant.
You spent good money on it. It was so exciting. You worked with Jam
good
Creative Productions.
Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's. And we did radio commercials. That
yeah,
we
I wrote your
on,
spots for you. I thought they were great.
It was a special, special moment. And,
yes, it was.
Now, for some reason, I have this strong desire to hear the jingle. Here we go.
All right, move on. I'll find it for you. Just move
oh, you're
on
looking for it. Too.
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's move on to this story. During a 30th anniversary screening of Pulp Fiction last week, John Travolta revealed how he snagged the role of Vincent Vega. Tarantino was a huge fan. I think we forget how long ago, you know, that's 30 years.
I can tell you how long ago it was, is that we went for a screening. We used to have those Friday morning screenings when movies would open.
Yeah.
And we all met there. And when the name John Travolta came up for Pulp Fiction, we laughed because we said, what's he doing in a movie?
We thought of him as Vinnie Barbarino. That's
yeah,
kind of
and it was a good thing, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good
things happen.
Charlie laugh at the end. So we added a little of me in there.
Yes.
Yeah. I always say, 5 years I own that restaurant, three of them good. Tarantino was a huge fan, and he reached out to John's agent and arranged a meeting. So this is what happened. John went to Quentin's apartment, which, coincidentally, used to be John's apartment back in the day.
That's weird.
This is the weird part. They spent almost 24 hours together. The first thing they did was play John Travolta board games. I believe this because I think Quentin Tarantino is quirky and odd enough to do this.
And a collector, too.
Tarantino had the board game versions of Saturday Night Fever, Welcome Back, Kotter, and Grease. And during each game, Quentin wanted John to randomly throw out lines his character would have said.
Oh, that's right. All right.
I think you're at a time, if I'm not mistaken, where Travolta really needed this gig to reignite his career.
He was at a low point. Yeah, he was.
And if you go back that far, this is before Quentin is really on the map. As one of the great directors in movies.
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, which was sort of an underground hit, but I didn't find out about Reservoir Dogs until Pulp Fiction broke wide.
Bingo.
Yeah.
After they were done playing games, Travolta decided to help Tarantino with his finances since he was a young, struggling artist. So they sat down and went through everything and make sure Quentin was on the right path. A week later, he gave Travolta Pulp Fiction. Why? He told John, quote, "It was you helping me with my finances. You had this analytical, theoretical, philosophical viewpoint that I need for that character." And I think Quentin Tarantino is brilliant enough where I believe all of that. If it's BS, it's BS, but it sure sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, there are people that like Pulp Fiction. And for some people, it's a little wacky with its out-of-sequence stuff, but one thing you can't argue with is the casting. Casting is perfect. So,
and Anna,
good for him.
The movie that I watched last night was 2019, 2021. I'm not sure. Was out of sequence too.
2021 or 1921?
2021.
Okay.
And why did I say 1921?
You said 1921.
Jesus. I had a weekend, Rob.
I know
sorry.
You did. I'm just trying to
help. I apologize. So the movie Anna does the same thing where they jump around.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like you'll have this entire thread and then they'll hop back and you'll see why it happened. It's very, very interesting stuff. So if you get a chance to check it out, I should probably recommend movies when they first come out as opposed to, you know, when they've already been in theaters.
It's not our scene, Daddy-O.
Not our scene. Not the way we roll.
Right.
There are a ton of things we can and should do to help the planet, especially on Earth Day.
Hey, Mike, thank you for celebrating Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
Yeah.
But what's something so easy we should literally all be doing it by now? Well, here you go. Listen to this. Man, this is applying in the house. I hate to be piling on my kid today, but you know, when you make him eggs and hats and coats or a big nice bowl of cereal with bananas and it just sits there, stop wasting leftovers.
Hear, hear.
It'll save you money too. Just make it a personal rule. If you buy food, eat it.
Hear, hear.
It also takes a lot of water and resources to grow all those vegetables you buy and let rot. So that speaks to buying what you need and not overbuying. And
this is part of the Costco culture, Mike, and I'm a part of it.
In fairness to you, most of the food that your family consumes stays in the freezer, right? All of it is frozen, right?
That's right. That's right.
And tater tots and things like that.
Tater tots. You know what I do, Mike? This is really sad, and this is the sign of getting old. When I buy the 40-pack of pork chops or whatever I get at Costco, I come home, I divide it, I label it, and I freeze it. So I can pull out four at a time.
That's a very organized person there.
It
and
is,
you're not wasting
and it's,
food.
And it makes sense, and also it's good to date them, but still, it's so easy
How
to
is
just...
your pork chop habit, by the way? You're down to, what are you down to now daily as far as pork chops?
Oh, pork chops are all pork products.
Let's go with all pork products.
About 2 pounds a day. It's cheaper. It's a cheaper meat. And it's the other white meat. And, you know,
and
everyone talks about how, Mike, people talk about the skyrocketing cost of beef and chicken and lamb.
Go with pork.
Pork is cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig on swine. I truly do.
It's a beautiful thing.
Speaking of Pulp Fiction, see, there's the perfect callback right there. The only pork I don't really care for, pulled pork. Not a fan of the pulled pork.
Well, it depends on the place you go.
Well, we had it at a taco truck over the weekend at the football game.
Oh, you meant to eat.
Pulled pork.
I thought you were picking up an act.
No. Pulled pork, you got to season it. You got to season it right if you're going to make it taste good.
Mike, I can tell you how to make a perfect pulled pork in 20 seconds.
Very good. Number two is stop overusing napkins. Do you really need more than one to get through a meal? Well, if you're eating spiced steamed shrimp, the answer would be yay.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
But I get it. And are you that bad at eating? Yes, I am.
Do you use napkins or do you use paper towels?
At the place we went to yesterday, paper towels. They have that roll of paper towels like a crab shake. In the home, we use paper towels.
Yeah, so do we. I think it's useless to buy a pack of napkins.
Yeah, I think it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. It's also seems like no one uses cloth napkins at home anymore, even though they're more sustainable. We use them if we have a dinner party.
I was up late last night ironing them. I just... have to
thank
have
you
them.
Thank you, Martha. Number three, reusable grocery bags. Stop telling the checkout person that you forgot them at home again, and don't pretend you really reuse all those plastic bags you've got balled up. It's not that hard to remember once it's a habit. That's
screw
apparently
that.
That's a significant way. Why, now why do you say screw that?
I use paper I get paper bags at my grocer.
Oh, you do? Instead of plastic?
Instead of plastic.
Is that now? Is that environment, or is that you just being a traditionalist and remembering your days bagging groceries?
I think it's slightly. I think it is slightly environmental, but also it's just a better bag. Think about it. A plastic bag is sort of round, and it's well suited for like picking up dog poop, but it's not good for packing groceries.
Yeah, but it's got flexibility. You can jam more stuff in there, right?
But they don't, because they're charging you 5 cents a bag, so they don't put anything in it.
Well, like I used to say to all my friends at American University, double bag it. Double bag it, ladies and gentlemen. It might seem like these little things won't even make a dent, but if we all do them, it might. Or it is at least a good place to start. Why not do them? There's our public service message for today,
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
the Rock and Roll. Let me play my thing. Sorry. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced last night on American Idol. There are 16 inductees. In the performers category, we have Mary J. Blige, Cher. That's exciting. Dave Matthews Band. So far, I like it. Foreigner. Okay with that.
Yep.
Peter Frampton. Good. It's going to be a good ceremony.
Mike, I've actually
cool in the gang. Yes.
I've prepared a small montage for you.
Oh, you have? Well,
yes,
that's why we source the things at the same place every
exactly.
day. Go ahead, lay it on me. You're starting with Ozzy? Ozzy Osbourne. Peter Frampton.
Love Peter Frampton.
Foreigner.
That's overdue, I think.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. That's Cher, baby. That's Cher. Been around for a long time. There's Kool and the Gang.
Mary J.
Is that a Tribe Called Quest?
No, that's Mary J.
Mary J. Blige. Sorry. I don't know a Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe is next.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Lost for you, I'm so lost.
Dave Matthews Band.
And I
there
found out recently, Mike, Dave Matthews Band, the most successful artist from the state of Virginia in the history of pop music.
And very popular. Oh, boy, do people love him in the old, they used to call it Nissan Pavilion out in the wilds of Northern Virginia. I don't know what it's called now. Big Mama Thornton will be inducted into the musical influence category.
Do you know why she's important?
Isn't she the mother of the blues?
Well, one of them, but she also did the original recording of Hound Dog.
Hound Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the mother of the rhythm and blues rock and roll.
Elvis loved her, yeah.
She'll be inducted for the Best Musical Influence category along with British blues musicians Alexis Corner and John Mayall. I know John Mayall.
Sure.
Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5 and one of Motown's creators, Norman Whitfield.
Way overdue for Norman. Norman Whitfield. If you like a Motown song, you probably
tell me, because I plead ignorance on Norman Whitfield.
Too busy thinking about my baby, war. And he should be in there just for the fact that he wrote Grapevine. He wrote, I heard it through the grapevine. So, yeah, amen to that. That's awesome.
Do you know this person, Suzanne DePass? She's the first leading female executive in the music business. And she gets the Ahmet Ertegun Award.
Oh, that's good. Good for Ertegun. Her.
The induction ceremony takes place October 19th in Cleveland. It will stream live on Disney Plus. And with those artists, I'm looking for a fun night. That's a
that
lot of great
music. That sounds like a
music,
good class.
Right?
That's a good class. And you know what? I'll tune in just for Cher, because you know she'll be great.
Good for Cher. Yeah. And finally today, a poll asked people if they ever actually had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap. And about 12% of people said yes. Everybody knows the iconic movie, A Christmas Story, where Ralphie gets the soap in his mouth. They didn't break it down by age, but from the comments, it sounds like it's more of an old school thing that isn't done as much anymore. I do not remember if it was done to me or not, but I guarantee you it was threatened with wash my mouth out with soap. Anything like that? No, you were coddled as a child. I know that.
Wasn't so much that, is that the thought of using a bad word in the home was so not a part of possibility. It was, we
not
spoke.
Not my house. Would you please pass the effing peas?
That was Uncle Bill Sheehan.
One person in the comments said, my mom tried to do it with my sister, and she bit down on the bar and swallowed part of it. My mom completely panicked, and that was the last time it happened. Another one said, soap actually tastes pretty good from what I remember. Now if you do it today, you got to do the squeeze bottle. That's not going to be any fun at all.
Four pumps for an F word.
Yeah, you could turn off your taste buds back in the days, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sirree. I could have used that. When I got Walking Dead, I should have busted out a bar of ivory at that point.
I love the picture, just the notion of Ralphie sitting in the bathroom with the soap bar in his mouth.
Yeah, because it was a bar and you could kind of like turn it off for a second. But,
yeah, sure.
I don't know much about that or something. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This portion of the show brought to you by DermGlow. Listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for your weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I've shed over 85 pounds and never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. Simply take a quick quiz. Then you consult with a doctor, and you have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. When they say all supplies for your injections, they send you everything you need. Yep. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise. Reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go. And I'm very, very proud of her association with these products that are helping so many people. And we love the rave reviews we're getting on that as well. Now, over the weekend, speaking of rave reviews,
yes,
Rob Spiewak posted some wonderful photos of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where he was having his celebration of not only being king of the wings, but king of the cheesesteaks. And it was, how long was your time commitment at Jimmy's this weekend?
The original thing was 2 to 4. Then it switched to 2 to 5, and I think I stayed till 6. So I got there from about 2 o'clock till 6. It was a
great... Can I ask you a question about when you linger at a watering hole like that in your state of sobriety? I remember when I would go on the wagon at O'Mara's, and I would...
Good things happen there.
I would really have trouble with...
Really?
Late in the day when people... Well, are you able to now kind of analyze and observe the phases of people? Because the best example I can use for it, Rob, when we were bowling and we had that one guy that was really affable because he'd had a couple of cocktails, and then he went from affability to being a little too affable, then he went from being too affable to being annoying, and then finally when he passed the point of no return and we had to get heavy with him, like, please leave us alone right now, he got tears. Do you observe that better now that you don't drink the hooch?
Well, yeah, if you're not you know, keeping up with somebody. You're attuned right. to where they are. But I was also extremely lucky at this event because my buddy John was there, and also Zoolander showed up.
And Zoo, good guy.
And it was so great to see him because, you know, he's got a 6-week-old now.
Yeah, the man is a baby-making factory. It's incredible. He's got three kids?
Three daughters, and as he said, wow. 0-3. I mean 3-0. So he was happy to be out of the house. He had brought some of his in-laws to Jimmy's who had never been there, but he set them up, and then he came and sat at our table, and then Jimmy sat down at the table and was just in 100% Jimmy mode. It was such a great afternoon, and that was just after the fact. For the wing ceremony, we were outside in the beer garden, and it was one of those rare spring DC days that the weather is just perfect.
Not that I was jealous, but did he have a chafing dish like full of his wings out there for people to just help themselves?
It was about 70 degrees and full sun.
Looked beautiful. It really looked gorgeous.
It was sensational. And he brought an accordion player that really looked like he'd been kicked out of the Grateful Dead.
Did you get the accordion player to play Lady of Spain?
I told him to, yes, and I think he did, but he was a very busy accordion player. Okay. He just looked, you know, when you think accordion players, and we've had them on the show before, where they come in and they usually are smartly dressed, and they're older gentlemen with, say, their hair slicked back.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, this guy looked like he might have been following the band Fish for a while.
I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy's place. Boy, folks around the country, we're so lucky to have that in Northern Virginia because it's just a mom and pop.
A live accordion player, and he kept saying he plays for Dingus Day. I said, that's great, Jimmy.
That's great. But Jimmy's excited about that.
Jimmy, just so you know, 6 times Northern Virginia Magazine, I believe it is, has done the best wings in the Northern Virginia area. And 6 times Jimmy has won. They even stopped it for a few years because, hey, it's obvious that Jimmy's going to win. And they brought it back and he won his 6th consecutive. So it was my honor to announce it and bring on Jimmy and do Jimmy's.
You're such a perfect fit. You are such a perfect fit for that joint because it's just, you know, you and Jimmy are more similar than I am with Jimmy. And it's just you both are you're able to exude the joy of the moment. And, you know, you're a jester. Jimmy's a jester. And
oh, my God. I had no idea.
That's why I think you guys get along really, really well.
When it's Jimmy great. Came out in his purple cape and his scepter and his crown, and the first time I made a joke at his expense during the presentation, he screamed, "Off with his head." And so we did the presentation. Jimmy had 2 cakes with the 64 brackets for the cheesesteak and the wing competition that shows him as winner. And he did my
wife's favorite kind of sheet cake, that white sheet cake, which yep. is just so birthday cakey.
There were chafing dishes of free wings for 2.5 hours. Anyone who showed up, there was free wings. And it was so fun. I got my favorite thing, a corner seat at the bar out there in the corner at the beer garden. And I got to see most people would come and get like a little salad size plate, like a 5-inch plate, and get 2 or 3 wings and enjoy the celebration. But I liked the people that would get the big plate and get about 14 wings. These are the look at me people. That is. And they were going deep. They were going deep.
It looks so, the idea of that kind of food out there just to help yourself. Oh my God. Because he does it right. He knows how to treat people. And I was jealous. I really wish I had been there for that.
You would have loved it. And he made a big announcement. He made a big announcement. Is effective immediately. And I think you can get this if you go to his website. He's going to start selling his buffalo wing sauce online. You can buy
and it's
his
worth
sauce.
It because and you would write it. You've had it personally, right?
So he used to use the Anchor Bar sauce, which is the original, and then they recreated their own. They created their own, and it's much better.
That's awesome.
So you just got to go there. And I want to also a tip of the hat to father of three, Eric Zoolander, who had a driver and was really putting away the drinks. And it was just so much fun.
You don't
fun.
Miss it when you look at him, do you? Huh?
It was so much fun to sit with him.
And He's a great fan of the show. I love you, Zoo. I talked
to him for probably an hour and a half, and he was drinking, I think, Jack and Coke. And I said, what are you drinking home now? He says, I've switched to vodka. I said, really? And I said, what do you mix it with? He says, sometimes lemonade. I said, look at you, checking all the boxes.
Oh, my God. Warn him, Rob. Warn him. My God, I told him, father of three girls.
He is the greatest, and Jimmy is the greatest. And congratulations. 6 years running King of the Wings. Also, best cheesesteak in Northern Virginia. Great place. Great fun. Jimmy, you're
the best. Way to go, Jimmy. Way to show up for that. And great to see a lot of people at
Jimmy's. And here's to the older ladies that got 15 free wings.
Yeah, they came from their yard sale. Where they were picking through other people's crap, and they got their free wings.
They did not wash their hands, and they ate their wings.
I'll have a water. Bitch.
With lemon.
Anyway, we'll be back, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon.
Yes.
The best-tasting meal kit money can buy. And with the code TMOS, you can get up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. You can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spice chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. Whether you are looking for a vegetarian meal, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon can customize the food you want to eat. Rob, tell us, are you loving it?
Mike, I got my delivery on Friday. It is so cool to have all the ingredients just brought to your house and dropped off. Last night for dinner, I made Martha's Best Chicken Française, and we were arguing about how to pronounce Française.
I thought it was Française.
But it is an Italian-inspired dish.
Really?
So it's a
Francese.
It is a breaded chicken cutlet in like a lemon butter sauce, and it came with a Caesar salad. We made our own croutons. The whole thing took about 25 minutes, and you feel like you're at a restaurant. I love having the ingredients brought to me. You got to try this outfit. So good.
Experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS and use code TMOS for up to 25 free meals. Make sure the word offer is lowercase. Remember, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, it's marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals, or just click the button on our website. You can do it that way. It's easy. Make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Okay, if I can indulge myself.
Please.
For a moment here today. It's hard to believe that well over 7 years ago, 8 years ago, my mom passed. Yeah. And today I always seem to remember her passing anniversary after the fact, as opposed to her birthday, April 22nd, because April 22nd is her birthday. She is someone who I paid tribute to a couple of times, but I probably haven't talked about all the details of what she went through, other than to people in my own family. And I always talk about being lucky. I posted the fact that I was lucky online today, and lucky, you know, if you're lucky to have a parent like this, and so many of you are, I think that's the biggest stroke of luck you can ever have, is to have a parent who loves and cares for you, but also is somebody that you admire, and in my case, somebody who's an inspiration. The work that my mom did with a very significant part of her life, volunteering, one of the top serving volunteers in the state of Connecticut at the Children's Hospital. And
she did that until she was very old, didn't she? I mean,
she did.
Close to the end, right?
Once my dad passed away, we all believe that that's what kept her from, you know, you hear about really people that are elderly and they lose a spouse that they've been married to for a long time, and then they deteriorate as well. My mom had a year or so where she was having trouble. You could see it. She was run down. I'll throw this in there, that one of the saddest times I decided that because my mom was doing so badly that I would take her out for a vacation, a Hawaiian vacation, to have her forget about her troubles. And it ended up being the worst weather in the world. So bad that we actually had to come back. It was that bad. It was just a monsoon rain out in Hawaii. It was just
so sorry.
Terrible.
That sucks.
Really. Oh, one of the low points. And she was connecting through Los Angeles to go back to Connecticut. And we were going on to Virginia. And it was just... Oh, God, it ripped me up. I was so sad because I wanted to do right by my dad with making her feel good. But getting back to her, so when she was volunteering in the state of Connecticut, she volunteered at a place that was called Newington Children's Hospital for the first run. It became Children's Hospital of Hartford or something along those lines. And she was... she was just great with the kids and she was great with the families, but she saw a lot of very, very sad things. And she was inspirational because she was in the middle of this and she kept going. She knew how much love these kids needed and she knew how much love and support the parents needed. And, you know, she was somebody who used the very standard line that when you volunteer, you get more than you give. And, yeah. But she meant it from the bottom of her heart. Something I don't talk about very often is that my mom was married twice. And she was married during World War II, before World War II or during, to this naval aviator named Joe Lister. Joe was a graduate of the United States Naval Academy. In fact, my mom's marriage, she was married at the Naval Academy.
Wow.
And you can go back and you can look at the footage of these prop planes. Hard to believe that they were able to get these prop planes off aircraft carriers, but that's what Joe Lister did. And he was a lieutenant, and he flew missions in World War II out in the Pacific. And... my mom was back home, and she got word, like so many of them did, that that the Japanese had surrendered. It was after, you know, after this long, hard-fought war with that horrible incident of the dropping the bomb, and but the war was over, and that's all people really cared about. My mom was informed that. Because he was an officer and an aviator, he was going to stay in the service post-World War II, finish his duty, and they were going to be stationed in the Philippines. And my mom was actually getting quite excited about preparing for staying in the Philippines. At this point, World War II in the Pacific, it is over. We have defeated the Japanese, and it was just amazing for Americans at that time. You can imagine if you've been suffering through that and people have been coming home. At that point, after that, I'm not sure exactly what the timeline was, but my mom received a telegram. No one came to the house that her husband, the naval aviator, had been killed flying a mission off the aircraft carrier after World War II. They were trying to keep the planes operational. They were trying to continue this. But unfortunately, and this was according to a roommate of his, it was party time on those aircraft carriers. Sure. The planes were not being maintained as well as they should. And they ruled that it was engine failure that dropped the plane out of the sky. They kept a destroyer out there for about 2 weeks afterwards searching, and they never found his body. They never found the plane, and he was at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
I can't imagine the heartbreak to get that news after the war. Because
she
would have heave been, an amazing sigh of relief after the surrender. Yeah. And God, I'm so sorry. It's just
yeah, she would have been in her mid-20s. And then, you know, time marched on. It was very difficult for my mom to remarry. She dealt with a lot of guilt. And my father came along. They were both worked at a company called Aetna Life and Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. And they... were going to get married, and then my mom broke it off because of the guilt. And then they were both they were both into theater, believe it or not, Rob. They were doing these big companies used to have like shows they'd put on for the employees because they were so big, and they were part of this theater department. And they'd broken it off. My father was devastated.
Sure.
And at one point they were both working on this show and they saw each other backstage and there was like a little catwalk where they were walking down and my mom looked up at my dad and my dad was coming down. My dad put his arms out. They embraced and then later on they got married. They got back together. And that's why I'm here, everybody.
Yay, Mike.
But during probably the 14 years that it took my father to pass away, my mom was his primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, I mean nobody, took better care of their spouse. And the ups and downs, he would be okay, and then he'd go back into the hospital. Then he'd be right. okay again, then he'd go back into the hospital. But it was always her. It was always her. 14 years of her life, as anybody who's cared for somebody or knows a parent that's cared for a person who is sick knows what that sacrifice is all about. So the long and short of it, on her birthday, and you know, I just wanted to say a few words about her because she was a special human being. She was a special human being to our whole family, to my sister's family and to my family, and just an amazing role model. And I love her every day. I think about her often.
She exuded a warmth. I mean, I maybe half a dozen times talked to her on the phone on this show.
Right.
And just kind and wonderful. And it makes you appreciate, if you still have your parents, it makes you appreciate it. Call them today. Call them.
Mario. Yeah, happy birthday. I love you. God rest your beautiful soul. We'll take a break, and we will come back. I've lost my place in the show. Do we have the flip?
Yeah, we're going to
flip it. We have the flip coming up. We have a quick version of the flip coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much for indulging me, but I've done that for my dad before. I wanted to finally do it for my mom because we miss her every single day. We'll be right back, everybody. Important TMOS news. Announcing the official TMOS Don't Get Happy t-shirt. Do you have any music that would be more fanfare-ish, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, I think I can find you a fanfare. Give me just
announcing
a moment.
The official TMOS Don't Get Happy t-shirt now available. You cannot be a member in good standing of the TMOS DGH Society.
You have to be in good standing, Mike.
You cannot be a member in good standing?
Yeah, without it.
What is it?
You can't be a member in good Mike, you can't be a member in good standing of the DGH Society without this shirt. You need this shirt.
You cannot be a member in good standing. You're going to have to rewrite that for me or I'll screw it up every day.
You got it. You got it.
The TMOS DGH Society without this official apparel, this striking navy blue and gold t-shirt is available in all sizes and is also available in a ladies' V-neck. These shirts are roomy, breathable, moisture-wicking, and have PosiCharge technology. Nice! So visit our store. It's open 24 hours, but these shirts are only available until April 30th. Then we're going to stop selling them. Plus, pick up a Mike O'Mara Show koozie. I got that right here.
Yeah, show it.
More stuff
show
on the show. You asked for it. We got it. Required summertime paraphernalia. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome.
Yes.
Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
That's right, Mike. If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Take it away with the side of flip,
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's my daughter.
Roll over.
Flip side.
Well, how about the flip side?
Mike, it's big, big news when
what?
Luke Bryan falls down in concert.
Oh, he fell? Your favorite artist?
Yeah, he did. He slipped on his
cell phone. Try to suppress your joy.
Watch, Mike. Watch again him fall.
Like this one. Luke Bryan fell. Oh, po thing.
Let's watch the fall again. But mostly, I like the reporter on this network. I think it's a CBS affiliate covering the entire incident.
Like this one, Luke Bryan fell. Oh, po thing. Fell on stage. I know that back was hurting. Fell on stage this weekend after slipping on a cell phone. Fans caught that moment on camera. Thankfully, he was all right. He looked like he all right. But that next day, he got up, started joking about it, saying his lawyer will be calling. I hope he got some information out of that phone, a name, a picture, or something, because you clowning throwing your phone on stage, okay? Not okay. Hey.
Like, remember,
so he slipped on a cell phone. Somebody threw a cell phone up on stage.
Just remember, you're clowning if you throw a cell phone on stage.
Yeah, and I'm with the reporter. She covered everything, and she did it with. Wouldn't we love to have reporters that did more of that, where it was more of the real deal than that?
100%. I agree. And
amen. Love that reporter. Fantastic.
So anyway, Luke, we hope you're well. Don't get hurt. Now, meanwhile, this young lady is happy because not only did she get a bag of Ruffles potato chips, but she found what might be the biggest potato chip of her life, and she definitely wants to share it.
Guess what? I just found the world's biggest chip. I've never seen a chip this big in my life. I'm ready to see this big old chip. All right, now count down with me. 3, 2, 1. Isn't
this so big? It's breaking
in my head.
Yeah, Mike, that is a big chip. That's a big old chip.
Yo, go to my phone and get these chips to see if you can find the real biggest chip.
I love it. I love it.
It's the so world's great. Biggest chip.
It's all as right. big as her head. And you know
Fantastic.
What? It's wonderful to be a child. Now, right. if you get a ball of string.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Mike, that's my advice to anybody that gets a big chip, Rob. I'm sorry, it's a little too sweet.
If you get a ball of string.
I always
got to
throw a little vinegar on the bit, you know?
I like your vinegar, Mike. Mm-hmm. If you get a ball of string.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
And you have to undo it. Let's say it's tangled. Would you say you're unraveling it?
What are we talking about again?
A ball of string. A tangled ball of string. Or say fishing line. And maybe it's a little tangled. You have to unravel it, right?
No, you untangle it.
Okay, well, but the word unravel. Have you ever unraveled anything? I'm going for something here.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. I suppose I've unraveled an extension cord or something.
Yeah,
like
there
that.
You are. So there's this, these guys find out in the dictionary that unravel means the same as ravel. Weird, but true. Watch how they deal with it in this video. The acting will surprise you.
I want you to ravel it, but you can also unravel it.
Why are you saying that?
I just said ravel.
This is already raveled, so you're saying wrong
word. I just said ravel, but it can also be unraveled. Just
what?
Do one, just do it.
Ravel is like to twist something up. Unravel is to like untwist it.
Wait, you don't know?
What?
Both words mean the same thing. Google it.
Unravel, okay. Yeah. Ravel means to... means to unravel? But they mean the same thing? But when you put un in front of a word, it's supposed to change it to the opposite of the other word.
Why does it mean the same thing? I don't understand.
Sorry, I can't watch this.
Wait!
I
could back in. Wait, why
does it mean the same thing? Wait. Well, we can't cry while we fish? Is that, what is it? This is toxic masculinity, bro.
Mike, the name of that video on TikTok is Why Do We Always Cry When We Fish?
That is great. That is really, you know what? Kudos to that amateur video. They did a good job. Anybody can edit nowadays, Rob.
Exactly.
Anybody can
and
do
Mike,
it.
And Mike, look for that big potato chip.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody. Don't forget, go to our store. New stuff there. The t-shirts and the koozies are there for you. Thank God Almighty. Did we even say hello to the great and powerful Oz today?
Hi, Oz.
Hey, Oz. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Getting everyone set with their bonus shows.
Yes, get everyone set with their bonus shows. Make sure they go to, where do they go, Oz?
MichaelMarisShow.com. Not the old site.
Yes, no. Not the old site. MichaelMarisShow.com for all your bonus show information and help. Please go there. Thank you, Oz. Great job today.
You're welcome.
It sounds so youthful.
I like this voice.
Easier I do for too.
Defo to understand. We'll see you next time. For Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
At what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.